Herzlich willkommen zur nächsten Folge des Podcasts Beyond KYC. KYC steht für Know Your Customer. Das ist der Podcast von Validatis. Mein Name ist Thorsten Breitkopf. Ich bin der Wirtschaftsressortleiter des Kölner Stadtanzeiger. Und mein Gast ist zum dritten Mal Sam Jarrett. Er ist Projekt- und Geschäftsleiter bei S&P Global Markets und verantwortet dort die Bereitstellung von Lösungen für Client Lifecycle Management. Wir steigen direkt ins Thema. Unser heutiges Thema ist Managed Services Insights. Und Sam wird uns gleich auf Englisch sagen, worum es dabei geht. Sam, what are some of the benefits of externalizing operational functions and what are the considerations?
So in episode one and episode two, we focused on data and then technology and automation as kind of the two first pillars of fulfilling regulatory obligations and maximizing client lifecycle management. The third pillar, which really underpins the first two, is managed service and externalizing operational functions. So firstly, CLM is one of the operational areas with the greatest potential for improvement. KYC and AML due diligence, legal approval processes, client communications, requirements gathering, and account onboarding are some of the most labor-intensive and duplicative processes, consuming a disproportionate amount of organizations' resources. There are many benefits of externalizing operational functions, but there are also some considerations. But if we take the benefits, typically what we see is banks and institutions struggle to manage their own technology roadmap. So working with a partner or an external service provider to manage this can be very beneficial for a firm. It also enables organizations to lift the operational function off of their balance sheet, and then in turn access best-in-breed technology, rapid implementation, easy integration, and it is highly configurable and scalable to meet customers' needs. What we also see is externalizing these functions can be extremely cost effective, especially when we look at comparisons between building in-house to support operational functions and client lifecycle management. What this also means is typically there's low or no maintenance in upkeeping this technology or the overall regulatory solution. And firms can really rely on the expertise of an external vendor or service provider to fulfill kind of complex regulations and the overall activities of client lifecycle management. That being said, there are some considerations that firms should take into account when weighing up the benefits of externalizing operational functions. When we look at the roadmap of kind of improvements, enhancements to overall technology and automation, this would now be third-party maintained. And whilst this is typically managed on a community-driven, from a community-driven perspective, which would mean technology, automation, data capabilities are enhanced in line with industry requirements and industry participant requirements, it does mean that that control is kind of externalized to a service provider who is managing the process on behalf of a firm. What it also means is there are potentially new systems and procedures for firms to familiarize with, which also means when firms are transitioning to a new service provider, there may be some short-term workload, so to speak, transferring and consolidating data, which can also be quite messy data, incorrect data. It can be stored in multiple different locations internally. And that manual effort of either migrating that into a new system or providing to a new service provider can be operationally time consuming. There is also a consideration of comparing internal processes versus external managed process as well. So I think all of these factors do play a part in how firms do consider managing in-house versus externalizing to other providers. And really, we see a mixed appetite where firms do require differing levels of support, optimizing their operational functions. a typical example could be a hybrid model whereby firms want to manage their portfolio by risk or remediation versus refresh. We also see firms choosing a more modular service approach. For example, some institutions may only require public KYC due diligence, whereas some companies would prefer a full managed process where S&P will effectively manage the entire customer process and manage that within our system to ensure that delivery.
Very interesting, Sam. How does S&P's managed services provide efficiencies as budgetary, operational?
So S&P Global's managed service has been designed to provide proficiencies to customers' operational functions, which really helps navigate complex regulatory and client lifecycle events. So firstly, I would focus on operational transformation. So S&P Managed Services really supports the full lifecycle for compliance-driven operations, from strengthening a single function or an entire operational domain. The service supports scale to achieve the desired outcome across client or investor onboarding, AML and KYC compliance, tax withholding and reporting, corporate actions data management, post-trade processing, counterparty and custodian outreach. What this also enables is capacity creation for our customers. It augments the capacity of client in-house teams and then really augments that onto our highly trained resources who can integrate seamlessly with preferred processes and technologies to help manage cyclical or fluctuating workloads. And what this really enables is our expertise to scale up and ramp up when required from our customers, so to really support kind of ebbs and flows of busy periods and quiet periods of lifecycle management. Secondly, the provision of industry expertise is key to our clients. So operational expertise to help with aspects such as policy guidance, industry benchmarking, standard operating procedure creation, guidance, reporting, implementation, all of the aspects to effectively transition legacy processes onto more streamlined, technology-driven processes at S&P in order to maximise client lifecycle management and the delivery and execution against global regulation. We at S&P have operational specialists that review workflows. They measure outcomes against global performance benchmarks and identify opportunities for optimization and transformation as well. What we also look to provide is an opportunity to grow together. When firms are leveraging S&P capabilities that we've touched on, such as the data, the technology, it really provides an opportunity to grow together. And as we've looked at the community-driven roadmap that we look to kind of manage in conjunction with our clients, it really provides transparency and opportunity for growth in line with industry best standards. The next point I would focus on is cost certainty, which is key when weighing up the benefits of externalizing functions. So at S&P, we can provide flexible commercial models, but I think what's key is we can provide price per file of delivery as opposed to a cost per head model. So what this really does is provide cost assurance and certainty from a forecasting perspective as well to our clients when managing budgetary constraints. We can also look at onshore versus offshore models as well and indeed blended models to ensure that costs can match firms' appetite. I think my final point on how S&P provides efficiencies would be just in terms of general infrastructure. I think one of the key concerns of new customers would be a continuity or disruption to any existing procedures. So when we look at regulation, KYC, due diligence, we understand the importance of data auditing, proving that both for internal purposes, but also for regulatory purposes as well, when transitioning to a new provider. So how we kind of tackle that is, again, by our managed service support, dedicated implementation to ensure continuity and alignment of practices, We would codify client policies, procedures, and data or risk models into S&P systems to ensure that continuity and application of existing processes. We also have flexible ingestion options, whether it be via UI or API, to really support different client needs so that they can ingest that data quickly and efficiently, and then have a central store for all of that information, which acts as a repository as well, which I know a lot of firms do actually lack, which really helps with the consolidation and evidencing of entity information. We also support models to provide audit trail and lineage from S&P systems into clients' own CRM or staging systems as well, such as the use of internal identifiers to help map information from our systems back into our clients' systems as well.
Sam, how does S&P data, technology and managed services intertwine to tackle complex regulatory requirements?
So when we look at tackling regulatory requirements, there are really three pillars that we stress: data, technology, and then managed services, underpinning or intertwining these three factors. So when we look at delivery and execution for our clients, it's driven by technology, supported by groundbreaking workflow technologies, which is enriched by some of the world's largest sources of transactional data, informed by insights and best practices generated by the world's largest network of cross-asset class market participants. We combine proprietary data assets, public data, and then private data to enable unique access to rich entity information. We then have the integrated workflows that support all of our activities. We have integrated outreach technology, which makes the overall end-to-end due diligence process seamless and automated, and really maximizes the efficiency of counterparty data, document collection, evidencing and audit of all of that information, and then structuring all of that information in an easily digestible manner, making it easier for our clients to understand that information internally, but also really importantly, when presenting this to a regulator, for example, it really speeds up that process and makes it much easier. We then have the underlying expertise that support this entire delivery function. So managed service personnel that adhere to strict training and procedures and protocols, which ensures the quality of output, which really fundamentally supports firms with the ever-growing, complex and changing regulatory requirements and environment.
Thank you, Sam. Das war Beyond KYC, der Podcast von Validatis. Mein Gast war Sam Jarrett von S&P Global, der aus London extra nach Köln angereist ist. Mein Name ist Thorsten Breitkopf. Ich bin Wirtschaftsressortleiter des Kölner Stadtanzeiger. Bis zum nächsten Mal.